So, Ian, do you want to call the meeting?
Sure. Call the meeting to order of the Executive Committee.
Okay. And?
I am present, Ian Navy.
Great. And we don't have Katrina or Christian today. So we're going to talk through the agenda for the upcoming meeting. What we have so far is, as the RSC got a preview last month, the Bureau is starting its budget process. And so all of the advisory bodies are going to hear the same or a similar presentation and guided conversation in their September meetings on the different decision packages that could be asked for in the budget. So looking at each of the programs and talking about if the commission has any recommendations of revisions or additions that they would like to request the Bureau to advance in the budget process. So that's going to be 30 minutes. We're thinking of doing something similar that we've done in the past of combining FHAC and RSC for that conversation. So in terms of meeting structure, we think that that conversation will be around 30 minutes. And so putting that at the start of the meeting, so doing a roll call and then immediately going into the budget conversation so FHAC can be there for that conversation and then leave immediately after.
Okay, so FHAC members would be expected to come to the RSC meeting and not the flip.
Right.
And how much overlap is there? Like, I'm pretty sure like Yoni and...
It's Yoni, Alan, Deborah, Katrina.
Okay. It's always a good start.
Mm-hmm. And so after that, FHAC will adjourn and the RSC would continue meeting. Our thought is that the Commission and the Rules and Bylaws Committee is interested in running through the operating procedures for the Commission. So that was introduced at the July meeting, I believe, and then talked through more at the August meeting. And so the committee is ready to make a motion to approve the operating procedures, and then at that point the Commission would have a conversation of any discussion that they want to have, any amendments they want to make before having a vote on the operating procedure. And so we're thinking, since that's already been brought up twice, to put it at the beginning of the agenda to move through that conversation and then use the rest of the meeting for application screening and security deposit.
So operating procedures, is that that sounds like a different track? I think I've missed both July and August, unfortunately. That feels like a different term than we were using before. Is that in line with the city's desire to formalize?
Yeah, so we have removed the process components that aren't already spoken to in the city's bylaw template and just creating a completely separate document, largely due to how the bylaws, templates, amendment, and approval processes is. That process runs now through directors and commissioners, city council commissioners, and so it is a more rigid and static document than the operating procedures, which would simply be a guiding document that the commission adopts for itself and could be revised at any time with a motion or decision.
Okay.
So that's been separated out into its own document, separate from the bylaws, which have already been presented to the commission.
And
so
the bylaws are what the city is hoping to have more consistency
right.
around. And the bylaws, do they contemplate somewhere in that language what you're calling operating procedures?
No, they don't really speak on it. So the bylaws address like how many people are on the commission, how long the terms are, who staffs the commission, what the leadership and standing committees are, process for removing members, expectations for membership.
Okay.
And the operating procedures right now focus on the agenda and work plan setting, how public testimony is taken, listening sessions, what kind of documents or products that the commission could make. So none of those were really addressed in the bylaws, but there was an interest in formalizing it for transparency, and so that's kind of where the operating procedures came from.
Okay, and then based on July and August, how much time do you anticipate for discussion / decision?
I think at each of those meetings there was 30 to 45 minutes of conversation, and in both cases it kind of felt like that played itself out. I think the feeling that I got from the last two meetings and from the Rules and Bylaws Committee is that people kind of feel like everything has been expressed, like everyone has stated their feelings or their thoughts on it and perspectives, and at this point it's starting to get a little bit circular. And so I think the interest was in having a tightly managed conversation, feeling like most things have already been said, and so if there's anything new to add to the conversation, that should be an opportunity for members to do it. But I think people are really interested in just voting on it.
Okay. 15 minutes?
Yeah. Okay. And that was something that they, the Rules and Bylaws Committee, requested if the officers might be willing to manage that conversation closely to make sure it stays on time.
Okay, so I don't have the benefit of the prior two meetings. Do you have any recommendations on that, or is this something that where you feel Katrina and Christian?
I think both Katrina and Christian called into the last meeting, so they missed a little bit of the in-room context. I think that the biggest source of disagreement has boiled down to people's idea of the vision for the commission. And so I think the operating procedures and where the Rules and Bylaws Committee has really landed is that the body serves to advise City Council and the Housing Bureau and the Housing Commissioner. But their vision is it is... They do not feel like the commission is in a position to self-direct areas of work or initiatives around housing for the city, or to be proactively responding to testimony by trying to seek solutions. And so they, I think part of the disagreement has come around from the phrase public forum, the primary public forum for these topics, as well as serving as a public arena to have these conversations. And I think the way the Rules and Bylaws Committee have interpreted that is it is a group that meets in public and has discussions for the public, and anyone can come and provide their input. If members of the commission are interested in moving forward with something that has been brought through public testimony, then they can write to the executive committee and ask for it to be added to the work plan. And there are some questions that they put together asking if it's within the scope of the commission, if it's something that's actionable with the commission, and then asking to consider how it interacts with the timelines of the work plan for the executive committee to kind of have a little bit of structure around it. And so they feel like that's an appropriate way of fulfilling the RSC's obligation to be a public body that is responsive to the public, but that they feel like that's kind of the extent to which the RSC is acting on the public's testimony. And I think that there's been continued interest from Marco in particular on a public testimony committee that would put together responses to people's public testimony or come up with ways of elevating testimony and using it as a launching point to push towards solutions to some of the topics brought up in testimony.
So it's the tension or the, let's just call it tension, kind of lies around how responsive are we to something council might bring us versus how proactive are we in bringing things up through the body. Okay. So you highlighted that exec committee would be able to look at, the work plan. That does seem like the issue that has most constrained us from being more proactive, just because there is so much coming at us that's live. So maybe it's premature, but we could be in a world where we don't have a work plan for many months. It's unlikely given the housing crisis, but...
That's been brought up, yeah. Okay. Some people feel like the current situation is a product of how much is happening in rental services, and that in a world where there weren't so many high-profile topics, that there would be ample opportunity for the commission to kind of explore other areas, but that given the constraints of commission members' time, of the scope of the commission, that at this moment there are trade-offs that have to be made in setting a work plan. And so where the Rules and Bylaws Committee landed on it is to provide some structure to how that decision is made, or like some process for transparency, but that at the end of the day, that is a decision that they're comfortable leading through that process and not having other pathways of creating other products or responses.
Okay.
And then, so last meeting, we presented a lot of documents. We presented a memo on technical changes to the code. We presented a set of administrative rules for application screening and security deposit. And each of those laws have two accompanying notices or forms.
Right.
So we, because our timeline shifted, we're going back to council on the 25th to get rulemaking authority for both of those effective immediately, since they would have otherwise gone into effect on March when the law is going into effect. That shifted our timeline and allowed us more time with the Rental Services Commission, so we walked through all of those documents at a higher level. There was not a substantial amount of feedback or input. And I think as staff, we're trying to think through that more and understand it. I think some of the things we've discussed is just the sheer mass of it. It's a lot of volume and content to digest. Also, the Rental Services Commission has been providing input to these topics for a very long time. And also, the scope of all of the documents is relatively constrained. The forms and notices are laid out in the law, which is why they were created. There was some input into some decisions we made that we could make differently that was valuable, but also the administrative rules are fairly short compared to other sets of rules. So there's a few reasons why we think that input has been what it has been so far, but in the interest of providing some structure to the meeting, we were thinking of allowing for additional input that anyone might have and want to offer, but also providing a more concrete conversation around outreach and education and training. So the Bureau is reviewing responses to an RFQ put out for education and training services and preparing to issue contracts to educate and train the public on application and screening, security deposits, relocation assistance, rental registration, the changes to state landlord tenant law through 608. And so we were thinking it might be valuable to use the meeting to go around the table and ask for everyone's thoughts on both ways of doing education and training, components of education and training that they thought were important, populations they think we should be reaching, to get input and perspective from the commission members who have been the closest to two of the newest and most voluminous parts of that training before we begin to structure the contracts and put together a training plan.
Okay. Can I ask a few questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to talk about that piece, but let me jump back to something else you said before. So I remember when we were on the last exec committee call, we had some concern about getting through all the forms, all the notices, and all the admin rules, but it sounds like we did get through them all.
So I think our concern was, we had a few concerns. The primary concern was thinking that we would see a lot of feedback or input from the RSC. And so historically, to get input on that many different documents in a meeting would take the entire meeting. And so we're concerned that we wouldn't be able to walk through all the documents and collect feedback. Since our timeline shifted, we adjusted and said we're able to walk through the documents in this meeting, and then as time allows, collect feedback, and then if we run out of time, we can use the next month to collect more feedback and input. But we made it through the documents, we let the conversation kind of exhaust itself, and then we moved on to talking about the operating procedures at the last meeting. And so, so I don't want to move on the chance that it is a issue of just that much content being dumped in a week, and that people needed time to reflect and collect input and bring it back, but also don't want to plan on having the entire meeting just be collecting input if the last meeting ran out rather.
Okay, so then on the second piece, so do you, going back to that one, do you anticipate some time on that, even if it's just like 10 minutes. Hey, we want to make sure that, you know, we had an opportunity to review before and we should review it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we're acknowledging that it might be crickets and then we just move on.
Exactly, that's my thought.
Okay. So then on the, you should call it an RFA?
RFQ qualifications.
So what was the, sorry, I might be a little confused. I thought that there was something that came out a few months ago around this, like an RFQ.
Mm-hmm.
What were the, how were the topics different?
Mm-hmm. So about a month ago, we published a request for qualifications to do education and training to landlords, renters, and case managers. And then responses closed on that two Fridays ago. And so since then, we have been reviewing the responses we got. We've reached out for additional information from some of the organizations, from all of the respondents, and now are beginning to talk through, we have this much funding, we want to accomplish these goals, how do we then make decisions about the responses to develop contracts to provide education and training to the public. So that is happening right now. And so as we think through what we should be considering and what we should be prioritizing, I think it's an opportunity for the RSC to provide input.
Oh, interesting.
What priorities are.
So this would be the same kind of body of work that the groups that express interest would be working on?
Yes.
Okay, so the original RFQ kind of went out and said, we're looking at this broad range of topics, and now the question that we might put before the group this month is, of that broad range, where do you want to prioritize or focus?
I think that is an option. We still anticipate at this point that we would want to do education and training around all the topics and to landlords, renters, and case managers. But I think that there are questions, for example, right now the staff believes that it's important to have trainings that are free, that are open to the public, in person, where anyone can sign up to learn about it. Producing educational materials. And so I think that input about the frequency of trainings, the size of trainings, the length of trainings, how we do outreach, what we focus on, that kind of content is what we are most interested in getting feedback on. But if the commission comes back and says, actually, we think that everyone's already learned about relocation assistance and that's not important and we shouldn't be prioritizing it, that would be helpful feedback as well.
Okay, so we're not focusing necessarily as much on the topics, it's more the format.
Right.
Slash outreach, slash all those.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's two different things that we need feedback on. One is the 90-day comment period for the rules related to security application and screening criteria. So that and as Andres just said, we haven't gotten much feedback. So how would we get much more feedback over this 90 days, and how would it be constructive? And then how can we just do this general education and outreach about all of the rules and regs that are being adopted?
The 90-day period hasn't opened because the RSC's okay.
So we anticipate starting that period end of September, beginning of October.
Okay. All right. So for the second, I'm just trying to think through timing so far. I feel like we're like 30 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. So we're like an hour in.
Mm-hmm.
And then do we think there's enough? And that leaves like 90 minutes?
We think that the conversation on education and training and rulemaking could happen in an hour.
Right.
And maybe we end the meeting early. I think in another world, I think staff preference is that when we have shorter meetings, that we simply delay the start of a meeting. But given what we're doing with the budget and FHAC, that doesn't make sense for this meeting.
Okay. Is there an opportunity, though, for public comment on this topic? Because, I mean, one thing that we're asking about is, like, what's the way to deliver this content best, and to whom, and how do we make sure that that's inclusive? So I feel like we should at least have a public comment. I want to do it. Mm-hmm. It could be that nobody feels so strongly about it. Shows up.
We normally have that right in the middle of the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then are you planning to, so I'm trying to think about sequencing here. It seems like there's kind of an intro to the topic, like a reminder that you just gave me, and then a public testimony, and then discussion. Do you plan to, like, how much detail are you going to go into with the intro in terms of, you know, we've got these applications and we're following up on that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you even able to say who those are, or do you want to? I can see
no,
this is what you don't
we
want
we wouldn't
to.
Name who, because we haven't made that public yet. I think that what would make the most sense is presenting the topics, kind of the structure, format that we're thinking of for the contracts and the trainings provided, and then reminding everyone what the rulemaking process would be, and then just going into starting to get feedback on it.
Sorry, the rulemaking process, though, that seems to be separate from the RFQ.
Right.
Okay. Oh, so you mean remind people about the rulemaking process, that's 15-minute potential conversation, and then remind people about the RFQs,
right,
and then open it for public testimony.
Right.
And then, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So sounds good. Sometimes I feel in these meetings, you're like, I know that was all good, and
no,
I just need to make sure that
it's helpful to get perspective, because I think we spent so much time on this that it is important to remind ourselves how to talk about it, and that not everyone is spending every day talking about this.
Yeah, I might not be the best audience for that.
Right, right.
There are other. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what we're thinking so far. Some other topics kind of on the horizon is we've completed an IGA with PSU to do program design and evaluation for mediation pilot. Dr. Lisa Bates is gonna be leading that, and she's interested in engaging the members of the RSC for their input and their perspective. And so that's going to be coming up soon and could be a meeting topic. We anticipate the conversation around rental registration is going to pick up at some point in time. Our initial public comment period for relocation assistance rules is closed, and so we're beginning to review the input we've gotten and deciding on next steps around that. So that's what's coming up on our end.
I feel like I have a sense of urgency about the rental registration, but I think I should. I mean, can you give me a reminder kind of where that is?
So council approved a fee past 2 months, or 2 months ago or so, of $60 a year, with some exemptions from the fee, but no exemptions from registration. That will be due, it's still attached to business license, so it would be due at the end of this tax year as part of filings for this tax year for businesses. So we want to make sure during the education and training contracts that we're reminding people this is out there, that this will be a thing that they are required to complete. And that is all we have so far. I'm not certain. There's been too many council hearings. At a recent council hearing, in the past 2 months or so, the mayor indicated interest in bringing a request for procurement for a rental registration system through the fall budget adjustment. And so at the last commission meeting, Tia Williams is the new staff liaison from the mayor's office for the Housing Bureau. She was asked to come back to this meeting with an update on is the mayor going to make a request? Should the RSC make a request? Kind of a status check. And that is everything that I know.
So, okay, that's helpful. Feels like we should maybe have her on the agenda if she wants, mm-hmm. or is able to give us a response.
Mm-hmm. I can include her during the staff update.
Okay. And then is there something, I mean, going back to this conversation about like how generative is the work coming out of this body? If there's not, do you feel like we have a, I mean, the mandate, first of all, but I think we have that, but a process for starting that discussion? I mean, it feels like budget discussions, I don't know. Of all the things that we're responsive to, budget seems like we're the most responsive to. In other words, like we can discuss and formulate policy ideas and then recommend those to council, but I don't know, budget seems further removed.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm trying to ask is, if Tia Williams did not have anything to report back from the mayor, is that something where we're commencing a budget ask from here? It just feels a little.
So the budget process is very, especially this year, structured. And so from what I understand of that process this year, the Housing Bureau is going to all of its advisory bodies. It's kind of doing a reminder, here are the current program offers or packages for the Housing Bureau in terms of a budget. Is there anything that the commission feels should be different? It's kind of an open-ended question and collecting input. And then that will all get funneled into the collective feedback from the Housing Bureau's advisory bodies. And then I'm unclear on what the mechanism is, but in some way that will be considered when the Housing Bureau is asked to develop a budget in the fall adjustment or in the next fiscal year's budget process.
Okay, great. That makes sense. Okay, so that's the avenue. Sounds good.
Cool. That's all I got.
All right, meeting adjourned.
Thanks.